Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The call-in number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight with you is Bonnie.
It's Ian and Aria.
And we want to tell you about Odyssey.
Yes, I love Odyssey. And this week we're going to be doing something very special. With Odyssey come Wednesday night on...
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah, on She Talk Live. In fact, we probably should send like a newsletter about this. I need to remember to do that at some point.
I think it's a great advertisement in the way that you guys plan to set it up.
Well, that was all Ian, right?
We have to talk about what it is.
Sure.
Do you want to say what it is? Because it was your idea.
Yes. We're doing a... Okay, I don't want to get into all of the backstory, but basically, it's Topless Tuesdays happened here on Free Talk Live for years, and it's never been an issue. This past week, I rejoined on Topless Tuesdays and was topless myself. Nothing seems to have resulted from that. However, we have been suspended from various video platforms in the past for me being topless on their platforms.
For listeners who don't know, you're trans.
Yes.
And plus, your nipples weren't really in the frame.
Yeah, I don't think they were ever in the frame at any point. The first chair here is not the chair to make that statement.
Mm.
But I decided, you know, that it's stupid anyway that a male can be topless and not have it be an issue at all, but a trans female can't be topless and a cis female can't be topless. So I was like, let's do a topless episode of She Talk Live. And that was the idea that I put forward. And we've got several people who are interested. I'm trying to stick with the people who are on the show most regularly, mm-hmm. obviously. And it's going to be myself, Angie, and Nikki Wednesday night at my studio streaming to Odyssey.
In 1080p.
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, now, Odyssey...
Oh, that's right. Odyssey is 720, isn't it?
I don't know if it's restricted to 720, but the bandwidth is restricted. So if you want it to look better, you should stay at 720.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
still,
bad.
But it'll be the...
We can talk about that during the break.
Yeah.
I think the replay can actually... I think we, instead of choosing the replay, we could just upload the video.
You could upload a higher quality, yeah, later on.
That's so that true. May be the way to go.
Yeah. But either way, it's going to be exclusive to the Odyssey platform. Now,
for obvious reasons.
And, well, let's talk about those reasons. The centralized platforms that are out there have very stringent restrictions on content. And, we can't, yeah, maybe a guy can be topless, but we can't see
a female.
Well,
they can't be, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this. Because when we looked into this for Aria Uncensored, what we uncovered was that Twitch, in particular, they have a no topless policy.
That's true.
For male and female. It's all not allowed. You have to be fully clothed, or, you know, you can't be bare. I don't remember exactly what terminology they use, but it was not gender or sex specific.
Yeah, nothing happened Tuesday night when Conan and Ian were in full view.
That may just simply be because no one reported it. You know,
it could be. I have to imagine, though, with all of the algorithms and technology, they have the methods.
They do have a way to detect human skin being shown. That's true.
They're bound to have that.
It's creepy.
And I can't. And Aria Uncensored. No one was watching that. Maybe like 15 people.
Yeah, but you got your dedicated reporters. I mean, there's people constantly following you, obsessed with you, and snitching on you. Like, think about the Republican woman that was talking about you that one day. You weren't there, but I told you about her. How we were. This was back when we were more active in the Republican Party here in Keene, and I was going to the meetings fairly regularly, and it was hard for you to get up at 10 a.m. or whatever,
sure.
So you weren't there that regularly. And one day they were talking about, wow, did you see what Aria was posting on Facebook? I mean, they were watching every single post you made. And this was before you were running for sheriff.
Good. It's nice living in people's heads.
Yeah. So anyway, you've got your fans, so to speak, out there who just love to hate you. And I think they're more than likely to report what they can. But in the case of Wednesday night from 7 to 10 Eastern time, The other platforms will have Free Talk Live, but they will have a different version of the show. It'll still be the live show. It just won't have any topless ladies on
right.
it. And so you'll be encouraged to check out the Odyssey platform if you haven't already done so. Go to video.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can follow our Odyssey channel, because that's where we're posting the show, like the official, I'm going to call it the official video archive, because we actually take the time right. to title it. We take the time to actually put the show description on it, whereas the other video platforms, they don't actually, I don't know, do any of them even hold an archive for more than a couple of weeks?
Just YouTube, I think.
Yeah, yeah, Twitch doesn't have, like, anything you can look back on, right?
I think there's, like, 2 weeks on Twitch, maybe a few weeks on DLive or something like that.
And then they're gone.
But, yeah, and they delete them, and that's fine. That's their platform. That's what they do.
Sure.
YouTube, of course, yeah, we have a YouTube channel, but it hasn't actually had a video stream to it in months because it's locked down due to various
strikes.
Different strikes. Your channel is, I believe, where we've been streaming to, Aria. But, again, all these things can be taken down at a,
right.
at a moment's notice. Archives that go back for years could be completely wiped out on these centralized platforms. And Odyssey is a way around that. It is backed by Library, which is a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol that is uncensorable.
Yeah.
So if our listeners haven't yet done so, get on over to video.freetalklive.com. The easiest thing you can do, sign up for an Odyssey account, follow our channel. That's the easiest thing. Now you want to take it to the next level? Download the Library app at library.com, LBRY.com. Get the app, put it on your desktop or your laptop computer, and then any video you watch, whether it's ours or some other one, you become a seed, basically. If you're familiar at all with torrents and how those work, every person who downloads the file then becomes sort of like a server to help keep that file alive, so to speak, keep that file uncensorable.
Yes.
On the internet forever. So that's if you want to take it to the next level. Also, when you sign up for Odyssey, they'll ask you if you have a YouTube channel that you want to convert to, you know, upload it basically to Odyssey to protect all of your YouTube videos, which...
Awesome feature.
Yeah, they've made it so easy to do this YouTube transfer thing now. Like, if you've got a YouTube channel, there's no reason not to do this.
Especially if it's liberty-oriented, like if you're an auditor or First Amendment auditor or anything
yeah.
like that, then you really should
you're
be backing
risk.
Up to Odyssey.
Yeah, so check it out, video.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get started. Bonnie, did you want to keep going with this crypto article that I had?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been discussing Bye-Bye Bitcoin is the article's title. It's time to ban cryptocurrencies, written by a man who admits in the first sentence, quote, "I've never quite understood why cryptocurrencies are worth anything." Well, have you bothered asking? I mean, maybe you could
looking
try...
into it?
Yeah, maybe you could try actually talking to somebody who thinks cryptocurrencies are worth a thing. You know, there's this neat thing called the internet out there where all kinds of people have opinions they'll give to you.
I mean, he could learn everything he wanted to know in just a few minutes at Bitcoin.com.
He probably could, and that's a great website. You can click Get Started to learn more there.
But the real issue is he hates it, and he doesn't want it to be worth anything.
Well, he's a government guy. And he's heard all the bad things about crypto, about how, you know, criminals use crypto. Of course, we should remind you, criminals also use cash. A lot more of it, actually. They use way more criminals, use way more cash to do their criminal enterprises than cryptocurrency.
Just think for a moment, though. This is a guy who is introduced to this new technology, and his immediate reaction isn't curiosity. Ooh, this sounds intriguing. I want to learn more about this. His immediate reaction is, no, get rid of it.
Sounds
I don't
like
it.
Sounds like the type of people we need leading us and making decisions for us.
He says government should guarantee safe, stable, and usable money. Already, according to the Atlantic Council Geoeconomic Center's CBDC tracker, now CBDC is a central bank digital currency, something that is being developed in the different countries of the world, but hasn't actually come out yet. 81 countries representing 90% of the world's gross domestic product are at various stages of researching and exploring the adoption of digital currencies. The four largest central banks, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, and the U.S. Federal Reserve, are all exploring CBDCs, though the U.S. lags behind. Meanwhile, China is already digitizing its currency, the RMB, and allowing foreign visitors to use it for payments. Though China is still a long way from having an international national reserve currency to rival the dollar, its digitized RMB is a step in that direction.
That's one thing I don't understand. The USD is already largely digital. How much conversion is really necessary?
Free Talk Live. You can call in anytime at 603-283-6160. More coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line number here at the studio. You can call in and talk about anything you want. You can bring up a new subject. You can talk about what we're talking about, which is currently government man doesn't understand Bitcoin, wants it banned.
Yes, he is a government man, although it's not clear what his current role is. He talks about his history of working for governments throughout different administrations. So he was there during the Bush administration. He was there during the Obama administration. He's a, you know, full-on.
At least 12
so he's
years.
Also old.
Yeah, full-on government bureaucrat. And he loves himself a central bank. He loves government money. In fact, he's very excited. In fact, this story isn't so much about why Bitcoin should be banned. He's already sort of made his case on that. It was very short. It was, scary things happen with Bitcoin. We need to ban it.
But many more scary things happen with USD.
Oh, yeah, like where the government steals your money from your bank account anytime they want to because they control the banks, or when the government prints out more U.S. dollars to steal value from you, even though they haven't actually taken your dollars directly. They're taking the value from them.
Out of your savings account?
Yeah.
Or when they steal from you to pay for bombs and the drug war and all of these other atrocities committed by the U.S. government around the globe, or the concentration camps scattered throughout the United States for Hispanic immigrants.
But this story is actually more like a fantasy. This guy really gets into like how excited he is about the central bank digital currency idea.
I can imagine how confused a person has to be like, I love my government currency. I tend to believe most people just tolerate it because mm-hmm. it's what they know.
It's all there is.
Yeah. But this guy, he loves it.
Sure, he does.
Stockholm syndrome.
Well, because the government currency is about control. It's about, you know, the government being able to manipulate the value of this thing and therefore to steal from people, because that's ultimately what inflation is. We touched on inflation earlier in the show tonight when Biden was rambling about it at a recent town hall event and not making any sense whatsoever. But ultimately, it is a tool to steal value from the American population and from the world, by the way, because it's the world's reserve currency. Everyone holding dollars, so all those people in El Salvador and the other countries of the world, Zimbabwe, places where they use the dollar as their sort of official currency, or even those places like Venezuela where it's sort of unofficially tolerated, that these are places where anyone holding the dollar, every time the U.S. government prints up another trillion, prints up another $100 billion or whatever, then that literally steals the value from their savings.
And for the people who are okay with this, you got to think how these other countries feel about this, sending actual stuff of value to the United States. They're going to wake up one day and realize that, you know, they have stacks of useless paper and they gave away all of this useful stuff for that paper. They're not going to be happy about it.
So let me get into this part where he starts salivating over the CBDCs. He already pointed out that the central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are being developed. They're being researched. They're being considered. So it's not a done deal yet here in the United States. They haven't passed anything. They're just talking about it.
Well, they don't know how to do it.
That's true. So they're watching China, because China is one of the leading countries that's trying to move forward in this area. And he says, nonetheless, caution is well advised. By the way, this story is over at thehill.com. As there are important, complex issues that must be sorted out before launching an official digital currency, these issues include equity. Should the digital dollar be available to all, or just used for certain business transactions? I would argue it must be for all. Should a U.S. CBDC augment cash or totally replace it? And would there be a transition period?
It has to be all, or you're going to immediately have two currencies.
Like Cuba.
One reserved for the rich and one reserved for the poor.
Wow, Cuba did that?
They attempted to. It was confusing.
They did it for about 15 years, and now as of June, they stopped doing it.
Mm.
So now Cuba has one official currency again. And should it augment cash or totally replace it? Well, I suspect that if they do bring this thing about, they will have the intention of totally replacing it.
Well,
it
cash won't be popular. Is already useless.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's nothing you can really use cash for other than black market stuff.
I don't agree. I bought things with cash.
USD for. I mean, that you can't use a debit card for.
Well, that's true. But part of the argument behind the CBDC, and I don't think he's going to make it here, but one of the arguments that the federal people are making is it will help the unbanked. Because if you're an unbanked person, you don't have a debit card.
The government can just be your bank. That's right.
Poor unbanked person. Maybe they don't want to bank.
That's right. The bank won't let them have an account.
That's part of the reason why. But also, Bonnie, you're right. There are people out there who are like, screw the banks. I like cash. Right? They don't want traceability. They don't want their transactions to be known. Whether they be drug dealers or whatever their deal is, you know, they just don't like...
Well, they have the right to privacy for whatever reason. They want privacy.
They should. And the government is not interested in that. They're interested in control, and they're interested in knowing everything that you do. And, of course, that's the benefit of a digital currency, is everything would be tracked. So I think that even though it would be unpopular, they would want complete compliance with the CBDC. But again, they're still developing it, and this guy's like salivating. Oh, how are they going to do it? Oh, here are their options.
Look at how many different ways they can control us.
He says, then there's the impact on private banks. Should individuals have bank accounts with the Fed rather than private banks?
Oh, God, dude. Why? Why would anyone ever want that?
Well, this is why the private banks are against the central bank digital currency. They're the ones who they're actually arguing against CBDCs because they see that it means that they will lose accounts.
I never in my life expected to be on the same side
of the banks.
Yeah.
What should the relation...
Don't worry, Wells Fargo. I have your back, even if you don't have mine.
Right. What should the relation between private banks and the Fed be with regard to currency? Should businesses have digital wallets? He puts that in quotes. How would international payments work? And not least, there's the question of privacy and surveillance. A digitized dollar would likely make it hard to dodge taxes with untraceable cash.
It would make it impossible. That's part of the point.
Yeah, but just how traceable would the public and Congress accept a CBDC to become? There's not going to be an option. There's not going to be like, oh, here's a private CBDC.
Wouldn't they have to, you know, somehow get rid of cryptocurrency before this could happen? Because all I'm thinking right now is, oh, I just won't use that. I'll just use cryptocurrency.
Well, that's why he wants to ban it.
But the average person would probably use the CBDC.
Yes.
The central bank digital currency.
And they would be incentivized to, as Cyprian points out on Twitter, formerly known as Vin Armani here on Free Talk Live, as he's pointed out, they're going to encourage people to get the CBDC wallet by giving welfare payments in the CBDC wallet. So right now, the money that the government gave out during the COVID checks, remember that from last year and earlier this year or whatever?
And ongoing this year, presumably.
Those go into bank accounts. Or, yeah, the child payments that they're making, the $300 a month payments, child tax credit payments, those are going into bank accounts for right now. But once they launch the CBDC, they're going to say, hey, if you want to get this welfare payment, if you want to get this free money, oh, look, Congress passed a free money bill. All you got to do is sign up for this new CBDC wallet here from the Federal Reserve, and you'll get your first $1,000 on us. A lot of Americans are going to be incentivized that way.
What do you think? Do you think that people should just learn about cryptocurrency because it's obviously better? Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, President Biden has announced a deal to end the U.S.'s combat mission in that country. The agreement with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi will shift U.S. troops in the country into roles training and assisting Iraqi forces.
Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not... It's just to be available, to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
And the final missing person in the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, has been identified. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Monday that the remains of 54-year-old Estelle Hedeya were identified by authorities, bringing the death toll in the collapse to 98 people. This is USA Radio News. Negotiations over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue while Senate Democrats are working on pushing a $3.5 trillion spending plan through the budget reconciliation process. Critics of that package say that those high levels of spending will cause accelerated inflation. Senator Tom Tillis says that the package will do more harm to the economy. The North Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the spending package will have negative consequences for several sectors of the country.
We hope that by on a bipartisan basis, getting this infrastructure package in, we can set it aside, and then the president and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can sell this additional spending spree and the reckless taxes that will come with it. That's something else we haven't spoken about. We've got to remember it's corporate taxes, capital gains, family farmers are going to get hit hard. No one is going to be protected from the tax increase, which is another just way of undermining what was a great story to be told about rising wages before COVID hit our shores.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Is the call-in number if you want to be on the air with us. Bring up anything you want. We actually have a caller on the line right now. With me in the studio is, it's me, Bonnie.
And Ian.
And Aria.
And so far we've been talking about a government man who wants to ban Bitcoin so that the government can make its own cryptocurrency that will suck more.
Yeah, this guy, well, okay, so we got to clarify what you said there, Bonnie. They're not going to make a cryptocurrency.
Oh, a digital
currency.
They'll make
a digital, yeah. Right. Now, some people will say, well, you already have digital dollars, the Visa and banks. I mean, a lot of these money dollars that are moving around on computers are digital. So why is this different?
From what we looked up when we discussed this previously, the difference is that a digital currency or a virtual currency has to be 100% digital or virtual. Not 99.99%, 100%.
Well, plus another key difference is the central bank digital currencies that they're talking about would literally mean you would if you had it, would mean you would have an account with the central bank. So the banks that you're used to, the so-called private banks.
Which aren't even that private.
Yeah, which are arguably just arms of the Fed, privately owned arms of the Federal Reserve.
They'll do anything the Federal Reserve goons tell them to.
And any other government agency tells them to, for that matter. But this would essentially cut those banks out of the equation and just have every American would, and presumably foreigners, every American at least, would then be given one of these central bank digital currency accounts. Probably everybody with a social security number would be issued one of these things or would be able to sign up for them. Now, you know, what level of shoving it down people's throats we will see when and if this thing does come to fruition, we don't yet know. But as I said earlier, they're likely going to use welfare payments as an incentivization to get people to opt in, to get people to sign up for this. And that's the key difference here, is that this isn't bank-controlled, like private bank-controlled.
Yeah, this is straight government-controlled.
Straight-up accounts with the central bank. And
I have to wonder, again, I know I've asked this question before, but where are the Christians? This is straight Mark of the Beast-sounding stuff here.
I was wondering where they were during the COVID crackdowns. It was crazy to me that even my parents were like, yeah, our church is making us wear a mask.
Well, to be fair, some of the Christians were absolutely standing up. I mean, we did just talk about the guy who got arrested in Canada early on in COVID. There was a pastor in Tampa who was arrested for holding services. There was another pastor, I think, I don't know if it was Louisiana or something like
that. Tonight we talked about one in Tennessee.
Yeah, so there's definitely been some of them. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, the Christians have been pretty obedient and pretty state-worshipping. But, I mean, to be fair, CBDCs are kind of a niche topic. I mean, there's probably not a whole lot of Christians that know a lot about Bitcoin, number one.
Well, sure, because the Christians who are aware of the Mark of the Beast convinced themselves in 1998 that 666 was the computer binary code, because they didn't want to learn about that either.
Yeah, when binary is actually zeros and ones. It's nothing to do with 666.
No, of course.
Well, we do have a caller on the line who wants to talk about Bitcoin. James from... apparently, the Garden of Gethsemane.
Press the lower button, and then you'll get a red light, and then he's on.
James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Yosemite's in Northern California, Bonnie.
Oh, Yosemite.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yosemite.
It's ironic. Jesus overturned the tables of money changers in so-called churches.
He did, and that's one of the most inspirational stories in the Bible, man.
Yeah, Jesus basically murdered someone, because the Bible also says that if you get angry, it's the same as murdering someone. He got angry and he overturned tables.
Unfortunately, James, your connection isn't sounding very hot.
Yeah. Are you actually in Yosemite?
Bitcoin. You want me to send you the pictures, James?
What?
It's so bad.
It's one of my favorite mountains.
Yeah, he's
going to
have to call another time.
Sorry, you can call another time, James. Yeah, I can't hear you.
Not going to work out.
Well, we tried.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And he seemed to actually want to have a conversation. It's refreshing.
He could have been, you know, cussing us out, but we couldn't understand.
He's usually pretty good about not doing that.
Usually, okay. And he didn't insult you when you answered the phone, so, I mean, he might have been in a good mood tonight. It's too bad. I would have liked to have heard what he had to say.
Well, his connection is really bad. That's why I thought he said Gethsemane. Plus, he's just a weird Jesus person, like a creepy Jesus person, so it sounds like something he would say.
But, I mean, Jesus chased the money changers from the temple, and I don't recall the exact story or the reasons why, but it wasn't how most Christians interpret it.
Hmm.
I don't remember the specifics.
So this guy at thehill.com, what does he want to do? Well, not only does he encourage the idea of the central bank digital currency, but he also wants to see the world's major powers cooperating in the outlawing of cryptocurrencies. Because, I mean, if the U.S. outlaws cryptocurrencies, which I would argue they're going to have a very tough time doing under freedom of speech, I think that's going to be something that can be challenged if they did try it. I think you're seeing a lot of Congress people buying Bitcoin and talking positively about it. So, I mean, they're not going to likely to be wanting to outlaw a thing that they themselves possess. So I think that
I don't even know how they could. I mean, even if they said, okay, this is illegal now, that's beyond the enforcement capabilities of the U.S. government.
Well, they could say it's illegal to accept and then crack down on any businesses that were accepting it.
True.
They would immediately shut down all exchanges that are operating within the United States jurisdiction.
Yeah, I don't see them going to these lengths.
Okay,
I mean,
but they
could. It would be pretty easy. It's not the same as, like, you know, selling a drug. They could be a store could be, like, secretly selling drugs, but they'd be caught pretty quickly. It'd be a lot harder for them to catch people secretly accepting crypto, don't you think?
Well, I mean, if you're secretly accepting it, yeah, it would be hard to catch that. But most businesses aren't secretly selling drugs, and I suspect most of them wouldn't secretly accept Bitcoin if it was known to be illegal, because then, you know, you're dealing with, well, am I accepting this from an undercover cop? Is this a sting operation? And, you know, your average business just wants to do business. They don't want to risk, you know, potential jail time.
Not to mention losing their business.
Correct. So he wants governments of the world to come to an agreement regarding rules and regulations on central bank digital currencies and also outlawing cryptocurrencies. He says that China has always with an eye on control, has indicated skepticism, if not disdain, towards cryptocurrencies. Indeed, that was one driver in Beijing's swift move.
Was that a Freudian slip? There is so much lack of self-awareness in that statement. China, always with an eye on control, wants to get rid of Bitcoin, and he's writing an article about wanting to get rid of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
Oh, he wants to follow their lead.
And he doesn't seem to connect the two instances that he's only concerned about controlling people.
Well, that's I don't know if he doesn't connect that. I suspect that's exactly his concern.
You think he has that much self-awareness where he's like, I want to control people?
Yeah, we can't let people do things without permission. I mean, we need to know everything they do all the time. We're governments.
But do you think he would be complimenting China?
I think anyone who compliments China and their governmental policies is not someone I want in government at all.
Well, he actually says this could be an area of U.S.-China cooperation worth exploring.
Cracking down on the economics of freedom.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound worth exploring.
He says if China were on board, the possibility of a UN Security Council resolution to ban cryptocurrencies could be in the cards. That would be a foundation for taking the issue to the Group of 20 to make it a global norm.
Okay, yeah, I see the fantasy here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't think the U.S. and China would agree on this, as they seem to just be taking wildly different approaches to cryptocurrency in the first place. But the U.S. government and the Chinese government are notoriously at odds with one another right now, and they're not just to spite each other. They wouldn't agree to this.
Well, that's basically the story. Then goes sort of rehashes the whole ransomware scare tactic, and you know suggests that
it's always fear mongering with the state, man.
It has to be.
Because they don't have any other method, right? Other than, you know, dragging people out of their homes or whatever, actual aggression, the closest thing they have is fear.
They need that because then, well,
you need us. You need us because scary stuff is out there. We can protect you.
And they don't seem to be very good at that because people who are vaccinated with the government-approved vaccines are still getting COVID-19. So much so that they're upset at unvaccinated people. It's insane.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up, right?
Coming up, why are vaccinated people upset at people who didn't get the job?
They mad.
Free Talk Live. More is coming. Oh, 603-283-6160.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Kicking off the last segment, this is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's the phone number to call in. Well, it's the last segment, so I guess
we can still take your calls.
We can still take your calls, unless you're James from Arizona in what's it called? Yosemite right now.
Well, that's what he says, but I mean, if he's really sitting there at Yosemite National Park, stewing in hatred about Free Talk Live, so much so that he has to repeatedly call, then just... That is the saddest thing.
He's been stewing in hatred for 10 years at this point.
I know, but can you imagine being out at a national park, surrounded by nature,
enjoying the beauty, or yeah, supposedly
paying to be there,
and instead going, "Oh, Free Talk Live is on right now. I'm angry about it, and I need to call them repeatedly."
Well, to be fair, he didn't sound angry, at least in the few words we heard from him before the phone started to break.
He sounded kind of angry on when I picked him up. He was like, Yosemite.
Okay, yeah. He's usually that way.
And plus, he was like, Bonnie, Yosemite is in Northern California, because I thought he said Gethsemane.
He doesn't act a lot like Jesus Christ, that's for sure, for a so-called Christian.
Sure, well, Jesus certainly never got a Dewey.
What's
and I hear a DUI. And
but he did turn water into wine. I mean, maybe he would have.
He probably just couldn't drive or read.
Well, I don't think they handed out Deweys for riding on donkeys back then.
But I'm saying, like, maybe he would today.
Well, there are other people.
He wasn't perfect.
There are other people that are mad right now, and Aria's got the story about that.
There are, and this really came to my attention on social media, where I don't remember exactly what I posted, but someone started an argument in the comments about how this is all the fault, the rise in infection rates, and everything could go back to normal, everything would be fine, but the unvaccinated simply have to get vaccinated because they're the problems here, they're spreading it to the community, they're a risk to their community. They're a risk to friends and family. And I was like, but why, though? If their friends and family are vaccinated, how could they possibly be a threat to them? And I've yet to get an answer on that very basic, obvious question, right? Like, if you're vaccinated against the measles, I'm not a threat to you if I have the measles.
Right, because that's actually how vaccines are supposed to work. They're supposed to create an immunity where one didn't exist before.
But in this particular example, that simple reasoning doesn't seem to apply. They're mad because they got the jab and someone else didn't.
Well, presumably it means that the jab, or in this case the quote-unquote vaccine, isn't actually a vaccine.
No, it seems to be useless. COVID infection rates are surging in every state.
Well, hold on. It's not useless to the vaccine companies.
True. Or the government.
Billions on this. Hundreds of billions.
Experts say the upper trend is being fueled by the Delta variant and by unvaccinated Americans. As of last week, more than 97% of people admitted to a hospital for COVID had not gotten the vaccine. New projections show COVID cases nationwide will likely to continue to rise over the next few months, peaking in mid-October. Daily deaths could more than triple from current levels, rising back up to around 850 per day. At this hospital in Jackson, Mississippi, the state with the lowest vaccination rate in the country, the hospital's director of medicine told CBS this morning, "It's getting scary. They've stopped allowing visitors, only FaceTime visits now, and they're on the verge of canceling non-emergency surgeries." CBS this morning, you can't get a surgery at a hospital now because of a cold.
The way it was last year, so they're going back, or they're talking about going back to the way it was in 2020.
In reality, we don't even know if there's not a surge of people going to the hospital because of the vaccines.
Right.
That's true. Well, okay, we were talking with a couple of nurses at a party over the last weekend, the Ian Fest, as they called it. Like 40 people showed up here from Fork Fest, which was pretty cool. But one lady was a nurse from California, and she says that her and her mom had been a nurse there in that hospital that she works at for, like, you know,
she's
four
like
50 decades.
Years.
Yeah.
Well, her family, at least.
Right. And that they've never seen the admissions like they're seeing right now of people with things like blood clots. That are supposedly, you know, they can't say for sure why, but, you know, maybe it's because of the vaccination.
And she said, are there a lot of people in there for COVID, too? And she said there's, like, way less than normal right now.
William Ball is 52 and no longer infectious, but he's too sick to go home. He had a heart attack in June and then developed COVID 9 days later. Someone who, I skipped over that part of the article because it got boring, asked his wife, Alicia, how badly has COVID ravaged his body? Now, they didn't ask the doctor this. They asked his wife. Extremely bad, she replied. He can't even get up. Now, this is someone who had a heart attack and then had COVID and now can't get up. To me, seems more likely that the heart attack is the ultimate culprit of that. But, you know, this is why you ask the wife and not the doctor. There will be people who watch this who don't think the virus is serious. We didn't either, his wife said. I'm not going to lie. We had no idea. She got vaccinated, but he didn't. They both got sick, but only he ended up in the hospital. So it's an open admittance here that despite being vaccinated, she did in fact get COVID-19. She just didn't get hospitalized. And they're drawing the connection there that she didn't get hospitalized because she was vaccinated.
But, ignoring the fact he just had a heart attack.
But correlation does not equal causation, especially when you have a heart attack patient 9 days ago having COVID. His immunity system probably wasn't in the best of shape 9 days after a heart attack. Vicki McKnight is 64. She said her doctor told her not to get the COVID vaccine because she's allergic to the flu vaccine. She said a second doctor told her she needed to get it, but before she could, she contracted COVID at a funeral. She told, I don't know, I wish I had not skipped the part about who this name is. She told someone that her husband got the vaccine and also got COVID. But unlike her, he did not end up in the hospital. Edward Clinton, 38, when he showed up at the hospital sick with COVID, he didn't even know why he had he didn't even know he had underlying conditions. He too is unvaccinated. I want to tell everyone, please take the shot. And it goes on and on with some of these examples. Even people that got both doses, if they have underlying conditions, we don't know if they got a full antibody response. Their immune system may be weakened, said Dr. Cherry Oaks Dias, director of hospital medicine at St. Dominic Jackson.
So what are they trying to say? Like, if you have underlying conditions,
conditions, it seems to suggest that you don't get a full immunization from the virus, that could kill you over these underlying conditions, presumably. I don't know, and neither do they.
It sounds like they're just making an excuse here, like, okay, well, those people with underlying conditions were the ones that died of COVID before the vaccine, and now if you also have underlying conditions, when you contract COVID after you get the vaccine, you'll probably still end up dying or in the hospital.
Yes.
So basically the vaccine does nothing.
Excellent observation, yes.
And that's what I'm getting out of this.
I've never heard somebody say, like, oh, I got vaccinated from measles as a kid, but I have this underlying condition,
so I caught measles anyway,
yeah.
And then I got hospitalized because of the underlying condition that made getting measles worse. It's making us even come back and question, should we be giving booster doses now to those with underlying medical conditions? And it's basic questions like that, and that's why I brought this in. Basic questions like that. While the media is suddenly talking about booster shots, this doctor, the director of medicine at one of these hospitals, is saying, we don't even know whether or not we should give a booster to people with underlying conditions or what effects that may have. And as you pointed out rightly, people with underlying conditions are getting hospitalized with COVID, vaccinated or unvaccinated. It really doesn't seem to matter. What matters is whether or not they have those underlying conditions, not their vaccination status. It's almost like the vaccination literally didn't do anything, because people can still get it.
Right. Vaccinated people are being told in places like California that they have to put a mask on, or in L.A. County at least, they have to wear a mask going into any sort of place.
And if they have those underlying conditions that we heard about all throughout last year, they're still going to end up hospitalized because of those underlying conditions, vaccinated or not. The variable here is not whether or not a person has been vaccinated or unvaccinated, but whether or not they're healthy or have underlying conditions.
Mm.
Back in William Ball's room, he was one of the people we skipped over because it just kept giving countless examples. A doctor was called to determine if Ball was having another heart attack. Oh, no, this is one we got to. His wife, Alicia, spoke for him. He will get the vaccine when he gets out of the hospital.
Why? He already had COVID.
Well, the doctor asked if the guy was having another heart attack. And her response was, he will get the vaccine when he gets out. Nothing
like
about a heart attack.
Sounds like a Biden reply to a question.
When he said, I want that vaccine, tell me what you're thinking. He's got to get out of the hospital first, she said, crying. Well, maybe if you focused on the heart attack, he might get out of the hospital a little bit faster. Deal with the underlying condition. Stop pretending like that's not the issue here. The issue here is a vaccine versus unvaccinated. It's healthy versus unhealthy.
How many people who got the first vaccine are going to line up for the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth? I mean, are we going to get diminishing returns?
How many people that already have COVID need to get vaccinated? This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening every night at 7:30 to 10 Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
extend your life with extend.